and on up in Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont.
Where's the biggest city in the nation? It's in what state? The one that almost went broke a couple of years ago.
It was New York.
Yeah, that's in what state?
New York. New York.
New York State?
And St. Augustine is the oldest city in the United States, and they had a snow down the other day. It's in the northern part of Florida. I've been nearly all over Florida. I've been in northeast and central and Gulf Coast.
You ever been into Memphis? You said you had. You ever been to Beale Street? You know where that is?
I reckon I do. I trade lots on both Beale Street.
Is that a nice place? Not anymore.
Well, long time ago, everybody that wanted some money or something had all these pawn shops on there, you know. You go there and just get anything, you know, if you knew what you wanted. And it's a pawn shop like that. It's bumps or digger, gyps or whatever you call those people, I don't know what. But now, you know, they're revising it. They've torn all those things down, yet, you know, and they're making it's a real place out of it. But Beale Street is where that nigger singer came from, you know. On the Beale Street Blues and all that. What's his name?
W.C. Handy?
Yeah, they have a big picture of him in the park. They made a park for him.
Yeah, he's got his trumpet.
But they are, I wouldn't know I was on Beale Street now.
Really?
Where they've torn it up and torn it down.
I'm sorry about that.
I am too. I hate to see lots of pretty old buildings on it. I hate to see an old building torn down. We have one in Hernando. I haven't heard from the Garden Club. They're going to buy it. It's Colonel LeBoux's home. It's over 100 years old. Or 100, 200 years. I don't know. I know it's way over 100 years old. And the house is still standing there.
Wow.
So it's old, and I think our Garden Club has bought it. That's what there's been a woman or somebody in Mississippi going around restoring all of the old homes, you know, keep them from, and they'll help you. They'll give you 8% of whatever you raise. They'll give you a percent of that to help you restore this old home. And I think our Garden Club has bought this.
They'll borrow, you get to, can you borrow?
Borrow the money?
Yeah.
Yeah, on this old Felix home. I have a brother. I don't know how many uncles graduated, finished on that front, and I have a brother named Finus.
That's an old French name.
Yeah, it is. He was a Frenchman. He had to sit down.
I wanted to, just one more thing, want to talk with you about trees in the community and stuff like that. What sort of trees do you got around here?
Well, we have, and you know, a few years ago, some kind of disease hit our elms. I have an immense elm out there in the backyard. I reckon it's this big around. It died. The disease hit it, but elms just keep coming up. We have sweet gum, black gum, sweet gum, walnut, maple, oak, and catawba, and
Have you got those kind of have you got that kind of tree? It's kind of a bush. It might grow along the side of the road. Leaves get real red in it, bright red, real early in the fall.
Sweet gum. Black gum, sweet gum.
Yeah.